the ABCs of the Gospel. We are nearing the end of our alphabet, and today is the letter V, and you know it stands for victorious. We serve a God who is victorious. At the moment, we are in Rugby World Cup season. We all love it when our team is winning. The country goes crazy, the supporters go crazy, because we all love it when our team wins. How much more did God create us to be winners, because He has the ultimate victory? In the olden days, when there were kings and they used to come and conquer cities, if there was an old king of that old city that was then conquered, they would cut off their thumbs and cut off their toes in order that they would never be able to hold a sword again or be able to ride a horse. And God uses this analogy when He talks about the enemy. And we find it in Colossians 2 verse 15, where it says, "Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner, they were His." Isn't that such a beautiful picture of Jesus being victorious? In Deuteronomy 20 verse 4, it says, "For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you a victory." You see, we are not fighting from a place to get victory. We are fighting from a place of victory and enforcing what Jesus has already done. In John 16 verse 33, it says, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." It's a past tense victory. Jesus displayed His victory on the cross so that we can stand, knowing that no matter what comes in this world, we can have peace because He has overcome this world. And I'm going to finish with 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57. "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Go out today grateful for the victory that He has given you. Walk in your authority. Walk in that power, knowing that because of what He did at the cross, your enemies have been defeated. You can stand firm, full of gratitude, and announce to the enemy, "He has no hold on you today. He is our victorious King." Let's worship Him and always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.